7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
Bills, bills, and more bills. You've been on the floor voting out a lot of legislation, and you're here to talk about some of it.
Well, I am. First, we passed 280 bills off the Senate floor out of about the almost 800 that were introduced, and I was in the thick of it being Republican floor leader. But the two I want to highlight are two issues that our communities continue to just have grave concerns about, and that's restoring police pursuit and making sure that we recriminalize drug possession. And so both of those bills came through. They're a little weaker than I would like them to be, but for police pursuits, they added more things that now law enforcement officers can use under reasonable suspicion. But the things that it didn't include were the vehicle thefts and things of that nature that law enforcement really need that tool back. It's going over to the House. Hopefully we could strengthen it or at least keep it where it was. The second bill is the fix on the Blake bill. The Blake case was the one that originally essentially decriminalized drug possession. In that bill, they have to do treatment. Someone who's caught with drug possession needs to do treatment. They get several tries to do that, a little watered down, but if they don't do it, then they have prison time. And part of it is just that responsibility factor of connecting what they're doing and the impetus for treatment. So would like it to be stronger. It's gross misdemeanor, not a felony, but I think there's real progress in that bill.
This year you were focused on Growth Management Act changes. How did that go?
Actually, it went really well for the bills I worked on. Actually, it went really well for the bills that died, because those two very big bills that died, at least the Senate ones, would have made the Growth Management Act more complicated. Would it added climate change? Would it added environmental justice? Those are things that are, it's all in the eye of the beholder. And when you have a state agency who's the eye of the beholder, it gets very complicated for our local governments. So those bills died. Now, stay tuned. There are House ones coming. We hope we can not have those go forward either. But two of mine did go forward, and they're smaller, but they're really about ending duplication and processes for really small communities that just frankly GMA was never meant to be a part of. Doesn't make sense. So both of those are now in the House. So stay tuned. It's part of my effort to make it less onerous and really focus more on the larger jurisdictions.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short.